Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday morning. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Obviously, today is a travel day for me, and Robbie will be traveling out to Dallas very soon. So what we got here today is our catfish tour stop from Friday when we were down in Bay Springs, Mississippi at Big O's Seafood. Not a lot of sports in this podcast, as you might imagine, but there is a great conversation with former MSU Bulldog Jack Harris. We talked to him about what it's like when a new coach comes in and trying to get the feel of the new coach. A couple of stories about Zach Arnett and Mike Leach especially. So I think you guys will enjoy that. We are brought to you, of course, by our good friends over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird if Brupolo was in Sturdy.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Also want to thank Strange Brew for their generous donation to the Palmer Home as a result of you guys making some purchases there on last Thursday. Really, really appreciate Shane and all he does for us at the Palmer Home. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Simply put, whatever it takes to get customers in the front door of your business, Pip Printing and Signs has a plan and has materials that can help you do that. You need to give them a call today, and if you're a Mississippi State fan, you can become a Bulldog Initiative business just by calling that number I'm about to give you and telling Cam Baker, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning, I want to do business with Pip Printing and Signs. He'll take care of the rest. 10% of your sale with him goes straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. You're a business owner. You already spend money on printing. Spend it with Pip Printing and Signs and help out Mississippi State Athletics. 601-499-5216. Give Cam a call today. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for, and you are looking for it. It's a new era at Mississippi State. Get on board. Time to switch out those old polos for new. The state script, the interlocking, the M over S. You need to have them if you don't already. Change out your wardrobe. Don't wear those old polos to the games this fall. Get some new stuff. Go to College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is back in business. They've done their remodeling, and now they're back serving you the best meal in town for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. Robbie Falk actually texted me on Sunday. He's like, is Tyler back open today? And I was like, I had to break the bad news. Now they don't open until they're open on Tuesday. So as you're listening today, they're not open on Monday, but they'll be back Tuesday the 16th, back up and running. Go grab the best blue plate, maybe in the state of Mississippi, at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them give you the knowledge of how they're going to help you manage your money. You did the hard work to get the money to the bank. Let them take it from there and show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and benefit you for years and years to come. If you live in Central Mississippi, there is a Priority One Bank near you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Let's head down to Bay Springs, Mississippi, and Big O Seafood for our final stop on the Thunder and Lightning Superior Catfish Tour. This is the Thunder and Lightning Superior Catfish Tour, our final stop of the summer. We are at Big O Seafood in Bay Springs, Mississippi. Got a great show planned for you today. Former MSU football player Jack Harris is going to join us a little while, talking about some of the guy who played for three head coaches. Might have could have had a whiff of a fourth if he had stuck around. I don't know. But first, we're going to start off with one of the great people at Superior Catfish, Pam Wynn, who is the HR director. I tried making an office joke about her with Toby, and she didn't watch The Office. So
I'm more of a Gilmore Girls.
Oh, you and my head.
He doesn't have any Gilmore Girls stories. I don't think.
I'll just start talking really fast. We'll have a really good quick conversation. Don't you like the Gilmore Girls?
Yes, it's
a great
show.
Superior Catfish has been such a great partner with us throughout these past couple of years doing these tours. But and these are the places that we enjoy coming to. And there's just these kind of places all over the South, and Superior has a great relationship with all of them.
That is correct.
So what is it about you're, and this is the other side of this, is you're from this area. You're from Bay Springs.
Well, actually, my husband's from this area.
Okay.
And but we lived here for several years married.
And you know Big O.
I do.
I can't wait to meet this guy. He's got like a legendary status already.
He does.
The fact that his name is Big O is always, that's a good start, right?
That's
if you have a nickname that becomes your actual name, you know you're doing pretty
and
good.
And a restaurant named after you.
He's got a restaurant named
after him.
Right. That's about as good as it gets.
That's right.
How long have you been with Superior?
Actually, a year and 1 month.
Okay.
So
you're a newbie.
I am.
Did you get a job at Superior because you heard about this catfish tour?
Well, you know, it was part of it. And actually, I'm from Knoxville County and lived there. Grew up there. And Superior actually lives straight across the road on my house. My home, my childhood
home. So you're right
across
from the... So,
mm-hmm. Less than a mile.
You got an easy commute to work, is what
you're saying. That's right. I can't be late, but somehow I still manage.
I found out today that Pam worked with my mother at the Choctaw Schools.
Mississippi is the world's smallest small town.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yep. Absolutely. And, I mean, obviously, great job there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Great career.
What's it been like now working with Superior, kind of transitioning from that field and working with Superior and working with the people there?
Right. So I did work for the tribe for almost 19 years. I had a great career there. Met a lot of lifetime friends. Enjoyed it. Of course, I drove an hour. So now I drive.
Drive 5 minutes.
About 1 minute.
Yeah.
And so it's great working at home where you grew up and all your roots are. And so I love seeing the hometown people and the people that I work with and work for. So it's just been a great, I went from, you know, about 5,000 employees that the tribe employs to about 150-ish or so. So it's been a transition.
Yeah, but working with Brent is like working with 5,000 people.
Now, that's a good point.
What does Superior Catfish mean to the Knoxville County community?
Oh, stability, jobs. Great food, great products. We have other products. You know, we have shrimp. We sell shrimp, hush puppies.
We should do the Superior Catfish shrimp tour.
Sure, why not?
Breading, our famous breading.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really need to talk about that. And
tell us.
Well, we talk. Well, here's the thing. I've had two big fish fries over the last year, and they're both around the same time, around July 4th. And this year, I talked my family into, we're skipping out on like the cookout thing. We're going to do a Superior Catfish fish fry.
Yeah.
Because I was getting a hankering for fish. It had been like 4 days since I'd had some.
Yeah.
So since we didn't have one a couple weeks ago or last week, I decided to do it. And I told, my dad was getting ready to bake the breading and everything. I said, no. We're going to use Superior's breading. It's perfectly
really
fine.
Good.
It's actually really, really good. Right. Some of the best I've had. And I've had people tell me it's the best fish I've ever had.
Right.
And that's from the catfish, obviously, but the breading's really good, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not only catfish, you can use it for fried, you know, doing fried green tomatoes, okra. Mm-hmm. My aunt uses it for eggplant.
Oh, ooh, yummy.
So,
can you use it for fried chicken?
Probably not.
It's because
of the cornmeal, you know, but.
Yeah, it might not go well. But, hey. We can find some other things to do.
I might just do an experiment one day. I'll report back on some fried chicken. So
we love feedback.
I'll come try it.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll
fine.
We'll see. I twist my arm. Your arm, yeah.
Yeah.
So you talk about, you know, the stability of Superior Catfish, especially on this side of the state. You know, the catfish industry has traditionally been a Delta thing, and then you have Superior over here on this side of the state. When you go and you talk to people and you're like, oh, I work at a catfish plant, are they surprised that you work in Knoxville County?
Well, people do associate catfish with the Delta, I will say. You know, there are so many, you know, catfish processors.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of catfish farmers in Knoxville County and right there outside Knoxville County into Lowndes and edge of Alabama. So we are... you know, we get commended for our flavor. Consistency is really what I hear. You know, I never get bad catfish from Superior. Mm. Never had any bad fish from Superior.
That's hear it all the time.
I can attest to that, too, as a consumer.
Yeah. Right. The fish is on flavor, and there's no, you know, off taste.
I always tell Brent I've turned into a catfish snob.
Right.
Like if I go to a place now and they're not selling superior catfish, I'm just like,
that's right.
I don't know.
And that's funny, so, because when I go somewhere to eat, I'm like, I look and see if they serve fish, and if they serve fish, I'm like, nah, what kind of whose fish do you serve?
You got to ask these ones. I never thought about that until we started doing this.
Yes.
Because we brought up this whole deal, you know, last year, maybe a year and a half ago, about doing a catfish tour, and I never even thought about a specific catfish. I was just going to pick some restaurants and let's go.
Yeah.
And now I find myself like, well, do they serve superior or what do they serve?
Yeah.
And I got to find this out.
That's right.
I have to figure it out.
And it really
come here on the tour or what?
It really is like, do they sell superior or something else? I don't care what the something else is. It's something else. It's not superior. So that's the kind of consistency and the quality that you were talking about.
And she mentioned the taste or whatever. We actually witnessed the tasting system that Superior goes through, and I couldn't do it. I could not.
Oh, that's like the most mislabeled job, because you think, okay, I'm the taster for Superior catfish. They're gonna fry catfish, and I get to eat it every day.
Right.
Wrong.
As much as I love catfish, I don't think I could
straight out the microwave.
With no seasoning,
it's weird.
Yeah.
But they do a great job, and that's what gives Superior that.
That's right. So, that's exactly right.
Pam, we want to thank you for joining us. We want to thank Brent and you guys for sponsoring another tour. If you want to go ahead and put the word in that we can get year three rolling, we would love to do it again. And just put the good word in for us. Pam Wynn,
yes,
Superior Catfish, thank you so much.
Nice talking to y'all.
Thank you.
So if you've been listening to Thunder and Lightning the past few weeks, we have been adamant, just like, hey, if you know anybody in the Bay Springs area that played any sports at Mississippi State, please reach out to us, because we don't have anything set up. And so we came in today, and we were like, well, we'll just do the show. We'll make it work. And then we get a text that says, hey, former Bulldog Jack Harris is in the area. He'll come talk with you. Jack, thanks. Thank you for real for coming in.
Because I did not have Jack Harris on my bingo card being in Bay Springs either, by the way.
No. So tell us why you're here in Bay Springs, first and foremost. First of all, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm up here in Bay Springs just doing a little management for a team of welders in Hammerhead Armor.
Okay.
So what we do is we build push bars, police bumpers, those big bumpers for jacked up trucks. So
okay.
Doing a little management with that.
Okay, great. Well, good. I'm glad to see you found some success after your time on the gridiron. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you was you have the experience of a coaching change. You were there for Joe Moorhead at the beginning of your career, and then the transition into Mike Leach. And that's what all the players at Mississippi State are currently going through. And most of them have gone through it twice, right? You have the passing of Mike Leach. You have Coach Arnett for 1 year, and now you go into Coach Lebby. What is that first day with a new coach like? When he comes in, he addresses the team, and he tells you things are going to be different. How different are they really?
Oh, it's very different. And you just got to trust that new head coach coming in there that they have the best interest for you and the team coming in. So, I mean, you just got to trust them fully and believe what they say and, do as they say, and you'll be successful if you follow what they're leading.
When you think about, playing defense, you played was it 1 year or 2 years with Coach Shoup? Were you there for both seasons?
Yeah, I was there for
18 and 19?
Yep.
Okay.
No, I wasn't there in 18. I came in
19. So yep. 1 year with Coach Shoup, and then you go to Coach Arnett. Those are two, just from a personality standpoint, really different guys, never mind what they want to do schematically on the defense. How quickly do new players typically, pick up what's going on? You think defense, you're like, oh, it's pretty, go get the ball. But right. There's a lot more to it than that. And how quickly can you pick that kind of stuff up?
Well, it's just you just got to stay in the playbook and, adapt to the new style of defense that comes in. Because Zach Arnett, he's a very, attack mentality when you're playing defense. And Bob Shoup was more of a react to what you see. And so you just got to, navigate that.
Are you more of an attack or a react kind of guy?
I love attacking.
I figured defensive guys would say that.
It takes the thinking out of it, so I really like that.
Tell me back to your recruitment a little bit. I remember most of it, and I think your senior year you were dealing with an injury, played through it, still had a really good year. You guys went to the state championship, if I remember right. What was that recruitment like and getting the opportunity to play for an in-state SEC team? I mean, how special was that for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I always really knew that I wanted to go play for Mississippi State because my grandfather, he really instilled it in me at a young age that was his favorite school, and he wanted to make it my favorite school, and he succeeded at that. And so he gave me my first cowbell, and, you know, I rang it loud. But I thought it would be really just special for me to go up there and play, you know, in his name, because whenever I finally got an offer, he had actually become sick and couldn't really comprehend and remember stuff. So whenever I told him, he just kind of looked at me blankly. So I thought it'd be real good for me to go up there and do that for him, and he could see me from heaven, you know, just my light shining to him. So
that's awesome. And I mean, you go back to your career, and you just don't really see it very often anymore, where guys are having to work their way up in the depth chart. You know, right. Kind of, it seems like guys are waiting for an opportunity to get out and go somewhere else. And you stuck with it. I mean, through coaching changes, you know, lack of playing time early, probably. And eventually you found your role in the team and you stuck with it. Why did you decide that, you know, you wanted to finish that out and stick with it and stick with your word? Was your granddad kind of in the back of your mind with that too?
Oh, yeah. And it was just, I mean, Mississippi State's got that mentality of, you know, you work your way up and you got to earn your position. And, you know, every day at practice, you got to earn your keep. And you got to go put in that work. And, I mean, I just kept that mindset throughout my college career. And, you know, I played a good bit towards the end of it, and so I feel like I was successful in that aspect.
Yeah, and you played on those great Oak Grove teams. That area of the state, the Pine Belt, where you know, Petal, Oak Grove, West Jones, so much talent there year in, year out. You were just listing off some of the guys you played with. You played with 3-4 guys who played in the SEC and a couple guys who probably could have.
Right.
Is there another guy that you played with that stands out where you saw them do something, you're like, wow, you still think about it every now and then?
When I was at Oak Grove?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I played with a lot of great athletes, like Jaden Cromedy, John Rice Plumlee. Both of those guys are in the NFL now. You'll be their first year. And just, I mean, all around, there's a whole bunch of athletes in the 6A ball in Mississippi in general. So, I mean, week in, week out, you're playing the best talent in the state. So.
The state championship, too, was Horn Lake, right?
Yep.
Couple aides.
N'Kobe Dean was on that team.
Yeah. You had Radar Jones on that team, N'Kobe Dean. There's a couple others that slipped my mind, but they had probably the most talented roster in the state. What was that championship like for you guys to go out there and go head to head with them?
Oh, it was ecstatic because, I mean, it was in our backyard right there at Southern Miss. So we had a huge home crowd. I mean, we filled it up probably more than Southern Miss did that year, but
yeah,
I feel
don't
like
don't get us in trouble now. The Golden Eagle fan.
It's just being honest.
Yeah. It's true.
But, I mean, it was a crazy game. I mean, they were running the ball a lot, and so we were just having to, you know, bear up and, you know, take on the run. But they actually put N'Kobe Dean back there, quarterback. He'd just take a direct snap, and then they'd run it right up the middle.
That's like what Starville did with Willie Gay.
Yeah, it was
at that time. Right. So.
Well, you know, a couple of years later, whenever Oxford played Oak Grove in the state championship, J.J. Pegues did that for Oxford.
Did you ever get a snap at quarterback? Truly, they gave you.
I did. They actually had a package for me. It was me in the backfield at quarterback, take a direct snap, and I had actually Jaden Crumity and Hayes Maples actually lead block for me.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I hope you scored a touchdown out of that. Yeah.
Yep. We broke it out first game of the year against Purvis. So
you mentioned John Rice Plumlee. Better football player or piano player?
I don't know. That's a tough one right there.
But, I never get tired of making the John Rice Plumlee Ole Miss housewife joke.
Oh, yeah.
I make it every chance. The Brandon moms. They love them some John Rice Plumlee. When you think back at your career at Mississippi State, it would be – you got to have one, right? Everybody's got one. What is your Mike Leach story?
Man, let me think. Oh, it'd probably be the – when he came out and said we weren't using our hands.
That's ours, too.
The T-Rex.
We were there. We were there with that.
He was like, Alabama.
Might as well get rid of him, though.
That's funny that yours and ours are the same thing. We talk about that press conference all the time.
Oh, it's hilarious. But
a lot of people have a misconception of Mike Leach. We used to talk about this all the time. Is like this goofy character, whatever. But at the root of him, he was a football coach.
Oh, yeah.
Hard-nosed. What was it like in his program? You were recruited by Dan Mullen and that staff, and there were some similarities in how they, you know, wanted their program to be built around the toughness and all that stuff. What was it like being involved in that program from that aspect?
Well, Mike Leach, he was just so smart, you know. He's always got something going on in his head, and sometimes it was just hard for him to convey what he was actually meaning. And, I mean, you just kind of had to look at what he was saying, not how he was saying it. Because, you know, he'd go off on those rambles and stuff. But, I mean, you just had to take it what he was saying, not how he was saying it. Because, I mean, he'd come in there, he'd be hot, and you just got to pick apart what he's saying and not take it to heart, you know?
Yeah. Was it hard to, like, you think about the way Mike Leach talked to people, and it was, like you said, it was such a smart guy and didn't really talk. He talked about football without talking about football.
Right.
And then you have Zach Arnett, who's the most, like, blunt, to-the-point football guy that you can possibly imagine. Was it interesting, like, if Leach would say something, then Arnett would say something, that contrast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
you probably can't repeat what Arnett said.
Oh, no. Some of it, no. But I remember back when we were practicing and it was Leach and Arnett. Leach was the head coach. Arnett was a defensive coordinator. And we wouldn't end that practice until the offense was leading a little bit. So he was more of an offensive guy.
Yeah.
He was on that side of the ball. And just if the defense had a good day, offense had a bad day, we're going to be out there for a minute.
Oh, so he would keep practice going until he felt like the offense was doing something.
Right. Yeah. He'd make us get it.
Did y'all ever have a moment as a defense where you're just like, just let them score?
We did, but then Zach come right up and he wouldn't let that happen.
Then you had to deal
then
with
that. Then Arnett's like, no, we got to keep going. We got to get another stop. That's hilarious.
Right.
So when you think back at your time at Mississippi State, is there a win, a moment that stands out the most to you?
It'd probably be that 2020 COVID year when we went down there first game of the year and played. It actually beat LSU at their place, but mm-hmm. I mean, that was a crazy game right there. Just we didn't have the crowd that you normally do because of social distancing, and you could only bring two people. It was four tickets per player, so, and they're having to sit, you know, spaced out. But man, that was a great win to get first game of the year. Man, we thought we were going to be something.
Did you have some LSU fans back home in Hattiesburg? I know it can get a little
this area
eerie down there. But were you able to throw it back in their face a little bit?
Oh yeah, they hate every bit of it.
That's one of the most improbable Mississippi State games. We didn't go. We watched it. He and I watched it together. And about midway through the second quarter, we're like, this is the wildest thing, watching State throw the ball like this. But then defensively that year, you know, coming into the year, there was a lot of, we got some questions. That team was good defensively. And Arnett had a good scheme. And some of the players that we didn't know about, like Tyrus Weed I can't remember his name. He was always hurt. What was his name?
Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis, yeah. Like, those guys came out of nowhere, and you're like, this team was really good. That had to be an incredible moment, beating the national champions like that.
Oh, yeah. But it just they weren't ready for the air raid because people hadn't seen it in the SEC yet.
I got to ask about that because you're a defensive guy. You're sitting there talking with Arnett during the game. At any point does Arnett go, what are they doing?
Oh, I can't really speak on that, but yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because they're just staying in man the whole time and just letting State pick them apart.
Right. And, I mean, that air raid, it's either you score a touchdown or it's going to be a three and out.
So, yeah.
I mean, you got to have a tough defense that's got can go the whole, pretty much a lot of the game.
Well, what's kind of your thoughts? So I don't know, you're not that far removed from the program. So what's kind of your thoughts on where things are right now and what you know about, you know, Coleman Hutzler's defense and know, what Jeff Lebby's going to bring?
I think they'll be fine. I mean, it's just going to be a rebuilding year and, you know, instilling their values into the program and, you know, bringing their culture in. But I think they'll be fine just as long as they, you know, take to heart what Coach Levy's saying and, you know, practice what they preach. So I think they'll be great.
Sounds good to me. Jack, really appreciate your time. I know this was a last-minute deal. So appreciate you coming in and giving us some great stories.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot. Jack Harris, everybody. We'll get right back to the Catfish Tour, but first let's thank our sponsors. Of course, the Mississippi Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Beef was what was for dinner on Saturday at the Haydad household. And I want to thank a member of the Mississippi Beef Council, Sam Blakeney, who came out to Big O's and said, he told me, hey, I heard you talking about wanting to get a tri-tip. I got you one. He got one right off his own cow. So I really appreciated that, and it was delicious. So, Sam, if you're listening, I know that you are. Great to meet you and your daughter, and fantastic tri-tip, my friend. It went down very well in the Haydad household. Everybody was happy because Dad was cooking beef. You can be that dad this weekend if you fire up the grill and throw some steaks on there. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for, and you are looking for it. When you're in Starkville and you're looking for a place to grab a great meal, that place is Two Brothers, or it can be the older brother, the home of fancy sandwiches.
That's right. When you want to get something that you cannot get anywhere else in Starkville, a sandwich of a higher echelon, it is available to you at the Older Brother. When I get back from Dallas, I am making a stop at the Older Brother. That is going to happen. I have only been the one time since when they opened. I got to get back there. That's happening as soon as I'm back from Dallas, in between rounds of EA college football. Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the Older Brother, both in the Cotton District. Places you need to go when you're in Starkville. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. Got to be getting close to 50. Guys, let me know. Let me know when the 50th anniversary is. We'll celebrate. We'll throw a party. And the main people there are going to be your customers, the people who have been celebrating with you over the last 50 years as you have delivered to them the kind of service that you can only get from a Mississippi business that knows how to take care of its customers. When you need technology, give them a call. And then if you need service, you get to call them right back and they'll take care of you just as easily as it can be. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. I want to thank Maroon & Co. for their generous care package that they gave Richard Cross for Thursday's Palmer Home Radiothon. He's never looked better. And you guys can look that way, too, with a simple trip to Maroon & Co. They've got all the logos that you want, but they've got polos and shirts and hats you can't find anywhere else. Plus, as I mentioned, they are the exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative. If you want to wear the polos and the hoodies that the coaches are wearing, you can only get them at Maroon & Co. MaroonandCo.com is the website. Thunder15 is the promo code. Save 15% off regular priced items. Some exclusions apply. Before you go to Davis Wade this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Let's get back to Big O Seafood. We're going to talk to Big O himself when we get back.
As we do every week when we do these tours, one of my favorite parts is getting to talk to the owner.
Yeah.
But this is one I've been looking forward to because we got Odin Bittman here.
Nice to meet you.
But you got a nickname that has stuck. You're Big O.
Big O.
Now, my first question is this, that you're not that big. I thought you were going to be like 6'8".
No, all my friends always picked at me, and everything I did, I was always going to do it big.
So okay.
Just always call me Big O.
You know you're cool when you get a nickname that becomes your name.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if your nickname is whatever, and it's just your nickname, that's one thing. But when they name the restaurant after you, you know you're doing all right. How long have you been here in Bay Springs? Because what is this here?
So this is where we originally started. Excuse me, down there at the by the Chevron at the old tracks, and we was there probably I think around how many years was there, Mar? Altogether, we've been here 12 years.
We got Mama O.
Yeah, she's the brains behind the operation. Okay. Yeah, so we've been down here about 8 years, altogether about 12 years in locally, and that's where we started out. Didn't even start out to really be a restaurant. Started out just to be a little seafood kind of boil spot with 11-2 lunch, dinner, and it just kind of snowballed into what.
That's the happy things that you want in life there.
Yeah,
when you get that pleasant surprise, and you've been with Superior the whole time.
Yes, sir. We had some spots during COVID where everything was hard to get, but we've always promoted Superior, love Superior. We've always tried to make sure if we couldn't get them, as soon as we could to get back onto them. So we've definitely pushed their brand since we've been open.
Where's the catfish sit as far as the popularity here?
Everybody loves our catfish. I mean, no restaurant's perfect, but everybody that comes in really loves our catfish, and Superior's always been well loved here in this area.
What is it about Superior that made you want to do business with them?
For me, it's local. I'm real big on local. Mississippi, local, just keep your money in-house. And the biggest thing is we've done a lot of testing before we opened up, and their fish is just their name far superior to others. They have a really clean tasting fish. They don't have a really, some fish gets kind of fishy, or it's from a bigger fish, or it's not consistent, and everything about Superior has just been really consistent.
Now, I see that you got a lot of fried seafood happening here at Big O's, which is a good sign. I'm a big fan. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to order some catfish, but if a fried shrimp ends up on my plate, I won't say anything to you.
Well, we'll put you a few extras on that.
That's kind of.
And we have a lot of boiled stuff as well.
That's what I say. You got the boil. You mentioned you started out as a boil place, and you've still got that on the menu.
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of boiled shrimp. It's called the Easy Peel. They've been deveined and missing the shell down the back, so they're real easy to pop out of the shell.
Oh.
We do a lot of those. We have crab legs. We do grilled shrimp. We have a grilled menu. We have grilled salmon. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have a little variety for everybody.
Easy peel shrimp are like M&Ms to me, man. I can just eat those
like
all
popcorn.
Day. Hey, right. I never turn around from them. So,
how, you know, when you think about these, the state of Mississippi, everybody's got a little place like this. When sure. they come, they get fried catfish. Then everybody knows you there. Everybody's been going there forever. Where are you going to lunch on Friday? I'm going to Big O's. You know, right. that's just how it is. Is that something that as a restaurant owner that you're like, I'm proud of that?
Yeah, for sure. We're a small town, so we have, you know, we don't have a lot of options, but what options we do have, you know, are good. We eat locally. We're only open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. So during the week, we also go and support our other local restaurants. We're not in competition. We want everybody to make it, but we're open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. So a lot of our workforce funnels in on those 2 days versus spread out all through the week. So yeah. It works really well for us.
You got to, you know, you're doing good in life if you can be open 3 days a week. And you're like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need to work any more than that.
I didn't say that's all I work. I said that's all we're open here.
I wish I would have known about this place. I came here every other year, Winston Academy, when they played Silva Bay. I bet this place on Friday nights is packed.
It does. We stay good. You know, local, sometimes events pull, you know, your local crowd to other places.
Yeah.
Ball games are out of town. But overall, day in and day out, we do really, you know, we've been blessed. We do really well.
Yeah. I wish I would have known about that.
Well, you might be a little bit.
This would have been, like, before going to the Silva Bay and Winston game, this would have been a great pregame spot.
Yeah.
The catfish, little catfish, fries, and hush puppies. You can watch your
right.
Silva Bay and Winston.
There you go. All right, let's get Mama O in here.
Come on, Ma. This is the star behind the show right here.
That's oh, yeah.
saying now.
Yeah,
that's true.
She's the heartbeat of
that's
the
show. That's true. Everybody's mama.
Yeah,
how are you doing? I want to sit down with us here. We'll just talk for a minute.
Like any of us said, I always come to show it.
And don't be afraid of that mic.
Yeah, get up on that,
right
in that
right
mic.
Up in there, that mic.
So I asked his name and everything. I'm not even going to. I just want to call you Mama O, if that's okay.
That's fine.
All right, then. So how proud are you of your son and everything he's got going on here?
Very proud. Very proud.
So are you a good cook at home? I'm going to assume that you are because I'm looking at him. I can tell he hadn't missed too many meals. So, do you like to cook catfish at home?
Yes.
Before here? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would go catch it and it'd be enjoyable. Now I can eat it here anytime I want to.
You make him do the work.
Yeah.
That's the best thing a mom can get right there is when you cook for them all their life growing up, and then when they grow up, they cook for you. Mm-hmm.
He's a good cook.
Well, I hope so. He's got a whole restaurant. So
a lot of stuff good.
Does it?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to try some of that. So what's your favorite thing on the menu other than the catfish?
I'm a fish and shrimp person all the way.
You and I'd get along. We'll be good friends there. So well, Mama, we want to thank y'all so much for having us down here today. We appreciate this and we love coming to these little places like this and meeting everybody and getting to see everything. So thank you so much for having us, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That's a wrap on the 2024. Thunder and Lightning Summer Catfish Tour.
Hopefully, there's a 2025 catfish tour, which I feel.
Or is Brent sign the contract today? Let's make it happen
for next year.
He's thinking about it. He's thinking about it back there.
They're already sponsoring the Rumblings. They're not going anywhere from that.
That being said, I think we need to go get some catfish and give it our final seal of approval.
Oh yes.
Next time we talk to you guys, we'll be in Dallas. We'll be at SEC Media Days. The off season is over for Robbie and I. Time for we actually have to do our work now.
I have no clue what the setup's going to be like or what, you know, how we're going to do all that. I guess we'll do it from Media Days. I don't know, but we will
get a podcast done while we're at Media Days.
We will figure
it out. You just come down to the table. We'll figure
it
out. So we'll work you in amongst all the other SEC folks.
Richard Borky can give me 30, 45 minutes.
They can go do whatever it is they want to do and, you know, go get a
shrimp cocktail.
Tea and crumpets or whatever it is Ole Miss people do, and we'll get the podcast done. So, yeah. All right, SEC Media Days next week, and then Thunder and Lightning back for real. And then, that, like I said, the offseason's over. Camp is not more than a week away from that.
Media Days is like you get up the hill and then you go over.
We start going downhill at that point. So, yep. you know, the NFL Hall of Fame game is the first.
Oh, what? I feel like it's getting earlier every year.
It does. I'm looking forward to it.
Who is it?
It's the Browns and somebody else. I don't know who the other one is.
It could be anybody.
It could literally be anybody. We're watching third stringers play football.
That's true.
Football. I don't care.
That's true.
So, guys, we want to thank each and every restaurant that was kind enough to host us this year. Obie's, the Catfish Cabin, the Fan and Mart, and, of course, here at Big O's. We look forward to maybe being able to do this again with you this year. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys.
And we'll see you again soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.